More than 5,000 years ago, a woman in Scandinavia chewed on a piece of birch, a rudimentary chewing gum of sorts, that, as NPR's Merritt Kennedy reports, has proven to be a remarkable source of ancient DNA.
This dark little blob of birch pitch would be pretty easy to overlook at an archaeological site.
But essentially, it's a black-brown substance that was obtained by heating birch bark.
But Hannes Schroeder, a paleogeneticist at the University of Copenhagen, says a student coming from the site brought it to him with a question.
Can we get DNA out of this? And, you know, you're like, well, we don't know, haven't really tried, so let's give it a go.
People in the Stone Age would chew the substance and use it as a form of glue to put sharp points onto weapons. They may have also used it as a kind of medicine. So these were clues that it might contain DNA, but the researchers expected it to be difficult to extract.
It's still quite challenging to get, you know, a complete ancient human genome from human remains.
The DNA sequencing went better than they could have ever expected. They were able to reconstruct a complete human genome. Schroeder says this is the first time that an entire ancient human genome has been extracted from anything other than human bones or teeth. The team published their findings in the journal Nature Communications. And the DNA tells us a lot about this woman who lived about 5,700 years ago.
She had this really, you know, striking combination of dark hair and dark skin and blue eyes.
Schroeder says those features were common to other hunter-gatherers in this area at the time, which is now an island in Denmark. He says that even though farmers were beginning to settle in Northern Europe, the woman's DNA does not show any traces of farmer ancestry. And even beyond her DNA, the scientists were also able to extract ancient microbes from her mouth that were sealed in the ancient gum. They found traces of a virus, and they also extracted remnants of what could have been the woman's last meal, duck and hazelnuts. Schroeder says it's unique to have DNA, traces of microbes, and clues about diet, all from a single individual.
It's a really, you know, very rich picture from this kind of inconspicuous small lump of birch resin.
Harvard molecular archaeologist Christina Warner says she thinks it was incredibly creative to try to recover information from the ancient chewing gum. And the find says a lot about her field right now.
As our technology that we're using gets stronger, we're starting to realize that much more of the past is preserved than we ever thought.
She recently tried analyzing chewed up stems from a cave in Mexico, though unfortunately little information was preserved. As technology has dramatically improved, Warner says scientists should try to test more objects for DNA that they find on archaeological sites.
It gives me inspiration to go out and start looking for more of these unusual contexts in which we might find interesting information.
A pretty storied legacy for a piece of gum. Merritt Kennedy, NPR News.